Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
Well, maybe trying to get there for kickoff isn't such a good idea after all. This is Archansky with Tuesday Sports Notebook. Long before the Tar Heels played poorly enough to hand the ACC Coastal Division Championship to Duke, thousands of Carolina fans were steaming mad over what has been described as the worst traffic jam in UNC football history. Some blame goes to Chapel Hill Transit and University Mall for not running their usual shuttle, which apparently is the policy every year at the holidays. But since the U-Mall park-and-ride takes at the most 800 people to Keenan Stadium, the fault must lie somewhere else. And as Dear Brutus was once told, the fault is in ourselves for actually trying to get to the dadgum game on time for a change. Every football coach we've had over the last 50 years has complained about Keenan Stadium not being filled when the team takes the field, and that is especially true for those dastardly noon kickoffs. But that was probably the culprit this time. Everyone was jacked up to be there for the usually irrelevant game against Duke, and no one left home early enough to have a smooth arrival. Think about what a big game at noon on a holiday weekend might create, as it did Saturday when thousands sat in their cars stuck on 15501 as Jones Angel called the opening kickoff. A conspiracy of sort. The infrastructure around Keenan Stadium can handle a capacity crowd just fine on normal football weekends when, say, half the old grads come to Chapel Hill Friday, then simply walk across campus or from downtown the next morning. But with Thanksgiving just over, my guess is that thousands of fans decided to commute day of game. And because the 100th renewal with Duke was unusually important, most people wanted to be there from the start. I know I did, for sure. As hard as it is to get an early enough jump on Saturday morning for a noon kickoff, that left a massive gridlock waiting to happen as cars approach Chapel Hill from the north and east. Under those circumstances, a two-lane highway that funnels into a two-lane road and then into an already crowded parking deck, well, you get the picture. All that conspired to leave fans fuming in traffic. What are the solutions? I have three. The Tar Heels need to be good from the beginning of the season to avoid so many TV-dictated noon starting times. More people need to come the night before, even on the holiday weekend. And Duke needs to start sucking again in football. This is Archansky. See ya.